Another very effective vital point or vital attack for women's self-defense deals with the mouth. And this can be done from a variety of attacks, be it a choke or a grab, but let's just show it in a static position like this. I can use one hand or two. Let's show two hands right now. My goal is to simply get inside the mouth as much as I can. Now, I don't want to get deep into the mouth. I don't want to get on the other side of the teeth. I simply want to hook inside the mouth here. I want to stay between the teeth and the cheek here. And if I can get both sides, simply insert my fingers like this. I can hook a finger. The thumbs are much stronger, though, which makes them a much better tool. Now, this is an ideal situation, of course. But I thrust my thumb inside, pinch, and tear them out just like this. If I had just one side, then tear the direction your strength goes. Our goal is to try to begin tearing at the sides of the mouth. Once again, as with so many of our vital techniques, I get an obvious physical response from the physical motion of me moving Teresa's face, but I get a psychological response as well. You tend to take a lot of the steam out of their sails when they begin to feel the side of their mouth tearing open. They become less aggressive towards you and more concerned with their physical condition. So once again, we're going to insert. Make sure, this is a dangerous technique, because if you end up on the inside of their mouth, they could literally bite your finger off. I just want to hook inside, grab inside, and tear the mouth as quickly as possible. And that's a good vital technique for women's self-defense.